Report, Republican States Lead Democrat States in Economic Recovery. By Jacob Bliss on October 26, 2021. Republican governors and legislatures are leading Americans back to work. According to analysis of the state-by-state unemployment data from the Department of Labor. The data, compiled by the Republican National Committee research team, revealed that the unemployment rates were lower in September in 27 states and the District of Columbia, higher in one state, and stable in 22 states. The analysis shows that states led by a Republican have more recovered jobs and lower unemployment than those led by Democrats. Without interruption from a Democrat-led state, the top 14 states leading in job growth as states across the country continue to end the coronavirus restrictions, and Americans get back in the states run by a Republican governor. Looking further into the data, the RNC analysis confirms that 17 of the top 20 states led by Republican governors are doing a better job versus those led by Democrats governors. Plus, 18 of the top 20 recovering states have Republican-controlled legislatures. Additionally, there are two Republican-led states, Utah, number 1, and Idaho, number 2, that have produced more jobs than they had before the pandemic started and restrictions were put into place. Since the pandemic, Utah has had 133.4% of its jobs recovered, and Idaho has 114.8% of its jobs recovered. The analysis showed that 24 states that are Republican-led recovered at least two-thirds of the jobs lost during the pandemic. On average, Republican-led states have recovered 80% of their lost jobs since the beginning of the pandemic. In comparison, only 67% of the Democrat-led states have recovered their lost jobs since the beginning of the pandemic. Moreover, without interruption from a Democrat-led state, the top 11 states that are Republican-led have lower unemployment rates, according to the RNC analysis. Additionally, 16 of the top 20 states with the lowest unemployment rates are all led by Republicans. The 8 states with the highest unemployment number in September, which have, 4, are above 7%, are led by Democrat governors. The states with Democrat governors in order of unemployment percentages are Hawaii, 6.8%, Connecticut, 6.8%, Illinois, 6.8%, New Mexico, 6.9%, New Jersey, 7.1%, New York, 7.1%, California, 7.5%, and Nevada, 7.5%. Overall, Democrat-led states have an average unemployment rate of 1.4 percentage points higher. The 27 states with the lowest unemployment rates are run by a Republican governor, averaging 4.1%. In contrast to the Democrat-led states, which have an average unemployment rate of 5.5%. 9 Republican-led states have lower unemployment rates in September than when the coronavirus pandemic began, according to the RNC analysis. Those states, starting from lowest unemployment, are Nebraska, 2%, Utah, 2.4%, South Dakota, 2.9%, Oklahoma, 3%, Georgia, 3.2%, Montana, 3.3%, Wyoming, 4.5%, West Virginia, 4.6%, and Mississippi, 5.8%. The data showed that the Republican governors who have opened their state's economies quicker and helped Americans get back to work had seen progress in the last year. Some states even showed better statistics than before the pandemic. Under President Joe Biden, inflation is now expected to reach the highest level it has been in more than 10 years. The 10-year break-even rate implied that bond market investors expect that the consumer price index will rise by an annual average of 2.62 over the next decade, the highest rate since 2012, Breitbart News reported. This has solidified those worrying about the Federal Reserve not being able to lower the inflation expectations back down to the long-term target rate of only 2%. In light of this, a recent poll from Fox News showed that an overwhelming majority, 87%, of registered voters said they are either extremely or very concerned worried about the widespread inflation happening to the United States, as well as the 84% who said they have also been worried about their families dealing with the rising gas prices. This comes as a recent report showing gas prices for the last 27 days in a row, the end of September and all of October, have risen by roughly 20 cents per gallon of gas. Furthermore, 59% of the poll respondents disapproved of Biden's job performance regarding the economy. Only 39% approved of the president's handling of the economy. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.